Chapter 3. Cook fresh, stay lean. Strategy number 3. Avoid impure, fat-promoting foods. I eat natural, organic, and local foods most of the time, and I'm very conscious of the ingredients in the foods I eat. I like to know what goes in my food. I'm a big label reader, and I don't like the look of anything that lists additives I can't pronounce. I do this because many of our foods contain substances that are not necessary for life or good health. Many of these substances include artificial fats, refined sugars, pesticides, additives, unnatural hormones, and they present real threats to our health. Even though this stuff appears in tiny amounts in food, its impact on our well-being can be huge, causing problems such as heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. Here's what you should steer clear of. Fattening chemicals, meet the obesogens. Among the most notorious fat triggers are chemical substances known as obesogens. Obesogens are technically defined as chemicals, both man-made and naturally occurring, that make you fat. Obesogens can be added to food as ingredients, such as high fructose corn syrup and MSG, or they can wind up in your food supply during its production. For example, hormones given to animals that wind up in our food chain, and the pesticides that are sprayed on our food. Obesogens make us fat. They do it subtly, but in different ways. For one thing, they mess with the body's normal metabolism and its hunger hormones. Their worst offenses are to screw with the release of leptin, which keeps us from overeating, to encourage the body to store fat, to reprogram cells to become fat cells, and to encourage insulin resistance, which leads to diabetes. For more than a decade now, scientists have been scratching their heads over why there has been such a surge of obesity worldwide. People are cutting calories, fats, and carbs, even exercising more, yet we're still getting fatter. Now, those scientists have turned their attention to obesogens for an explanation. And research into the issue has been heating up. Biology professor and researcher Bruce Bloomberg, who first coined the term obesogens, was quoted in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives in 2012 as saying, "I would not want to say that obesogen exposure takes away free will or dooms you to be fat. However, it will change your metabolic set points for gaining weight. If you have more fat cells and..."